Port of Accra, the Holy Land. Nighttime, and two figures appear in the shadows of the city. Gisborne and the sheriff are on the other side of the door and open it cautiously.
Sheriff?
Nasir, my dear boy.
Kadim.
The two men enter.
Very good. Oh, very good.
What is our plan?
You are going to visit King Richard. You are Saladin's new messenger.
Saladin's royal seal? Where did you get this?
Saladin's old messenger.
But there is also a password.
Yes, it's very difficult getting that. It's like pulling teeth. It was pulling teeth.
When we get in, I kill him?
No. You won't get to within 1,000 yards of the king's tent. I want you to lure him out.
How?
By telling him what he wants to hear. Peace. Nothing can stop us now.
Right, lads. Work to do. Save Marion. Save the king. Save England.
The sheriff's house. Room with one wrist chained to the wall.
Food. You should eat.
Guy, listen to me. Now that Robin is dead, you are the king's last chance. If you save him from this plot, he will reward you with position and wealth. You'll have everything you wanted.
Saving him from this plot, how would that work?
She walks up closer to him.
Kill the sheriff. The king will reward you. And I will reward you.
How?
If you save the king, I will willingly give you my hand.
He is a black knight. I would trust him with my life. Ah, here he is now.
Ah. How's our leper friend?
Whinging as usual.
Road to Accra.
But what if the king's moved on? What if he isn't in Accra?
Well, then we find Jack's uncle's friend.
Bassam.
I'll go check upstairs, okay? Right.
What's Bassam do then? The pigeon handler. Remember Lardner?
Oh, the bird the sheriff got with his buzzard.
Well, that's what you think.
Switch the pigeons.
You're joking. Oh, nice one. So you got a message to the king in the end, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, no thanks to you.
Oh, look, I've told you 1,000 times I'm sorry, boys, all right? I'm back now. I'm one of the lads. Let's just...
Hands up who hasn't betrayed the group.
Oh, this one again. How clever.
Just leave it, Mudge, eh?
Sorry.
I just want to find the king.
And Marion.
And Marion.
Robin. I want to show you something. See those two guards there?
Mm-hmm.
Saracen soldiers. That means this town is back in the hands of my people. The town is under curfew, and it will be dangerous. The bad news is, your king will not be here.
Right. We find your friend Bassam.
Two armed Saracens walk along a dark, sandy alleyway within the city. Once they've passed, Jack quietly leads the group along the shadow of a wall. When they reach another alleyway, she peers round to check the coast is clear before crossing, then beckons to the others to follow her. Three make it, but she stops Much and Robin when two riders appear on horseback. They wait until they've passed.
Can I ask you something? Being back here, in the Holy Land, do you feel funny? Because I feel funny. Be the enemy again. If these people knew we were English, I'd get that feeling. It's just as useless as anything.
They're standing right beside a barred window of Marion's cell. She hears the voices, but thinks she's imagining it.
If we don't get Marion back,
we will find Marion.
Robin!
Marion jumps up and runs to the window, but her chains stop her short. And in that time, Robin and Much run off down the alleyway.
Get a grip, Marion. Robin's dead.
She despondently goes back and sits down, hanging her head. The Saracens have stopped Little John, Will and Alan and are aggressively searching them. Much helps Robin climb above the alleyway and he crawls along and drops down amongst them. Robin's men fight and overcome the Saracens.
Three more this way!
The three chase Jack around the corner, but Robin's men step out and intercept them. They beat them and clear the bodies away.
Bassam's house.
This way.
Bassam's house.
These are Bassam's birds.
It's as beautiful as I remember it.
Sophia?
Bassam, Ammo!
You're still alive.
So are you?
Me, I'm always alive. My body might fall to bits, but I'll still have to tend to these birds.
But you love them.
I love you.
Will puts the white dove back into a small cage built into the wall.
When I was a little girl, I loved these birds. I thought that when I grew up, I would live and train them. The closest I'd ever get to flight. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do actually.
Bismillah.
Bismillah.
Bismillah. Allah Khadatan. Vasharab. He speaks our language.
Well, you speak mine. Seems only fair. I need to find our king.
Why should I help you?
Because his life is in danger.
You want to save him so that he can continue waging war against our people?
No. I want to take him home and make peace so he can save his own people from some very unpleasant men.
Robin is a man of peace. Trust him.
Please.
His camp is to the north. I'll show you.
In the morning.
Thank you.
One of the maids listens to the conversation in alarm. Then she's running through the streets and knocks on a door next to Marion's cell. She says, visitors at the old man's house, then runs off again. A man goes back inside and Marion strains to listen, but can't quite hear.
Robin Hood, not possible.
Here in Accra with his men looking for the king.
Not a problem.
How so?
They're still looking for him, so they haven't found him yet. We are going to add a little something extra to Saladin's message to the king. We are going to get King Richard to kill Robin Hood.
The Crusader's frontier. A man rides quickly down a sand dune on a white horse. Then more men on horses come over the hill, but these are King Richard's soldiers in white tunics with red crosses. One of them approaches the lone rider, who speaks first.
I am the envoy of His Royal Highness Prince Salahaddin, rightful ruler of these lands, master of the Ayyubid dynasty.
Yeah? And I'm the King of England.
The envoy hands the soldier a leather pouch, which he opens to reveal a large black disc with an insignia on it. The soldier rides back to his group.
Thank you, Carter.
The king's camp. The envoys roughly searched and manhandled out of a tent.
Take him to the king's tent.
Get over there! Quartermaster, tell him 3,000 prospects by sundown.
Where is your king?
I rule from the front line.
That's why your prince will never defeat me. I admire Aristotle.
I prefer Plato.
You have the password. Speak.
My prince has considered your calls for peace.
Oh?
He promises nothing, but he is prepared to talk. My prince agrees to meet you, man to man, alone in the desert.
Where?
Outside Emuis, the town ruined by your crusaders.
When?
Today, noon.
Your Majesty, is this wise?
My prince knew it. You do not want peace.
Wait. I'll be there.
My prince offers you a gift as a sign of his goodwill.
What gift?
The gift of life.
Leave us.
There are men in your country who would want to kill you.
Tell him thank you, but I already know about the Black Knights.
They know you know.
And I will deal with them when I return.
That is why they have recruited your most loyal servant to come here.
Who?
He is a man that you would trust with your life. And he travels with a Saracen woman. He will offer to protect you. And then, when your guard is down, he will slit your throat.
The envoy leaves the king's tent, and Carter comes back in.
This meeting, I'll come with you.
No.
Your Majesty, to meet Saladin, alone, unprotected.
Sometimes peace requires more bravery than war.
Have you thought about what I said? You are a decent man, Guy. You're not a killer. Turn against the sheriff. This is your chance. Your last chance to be a good man.
Gisborne turns away. Next, he walks into the sheriff's room, who's standing with his back to him.
Good chat with Marion. Anything you want to tell me?
The sheriff holds a dagger.
No.
Gisborne has his hand on the hilt of his sword.
She wants me to kill you.
And are you going to?
The sheriff keeps his back to Gisborne, who eventually lets his hand drop away.
No.
What was her suggestion?
Oh, I would kill you. She would vouch for me. The king would reward me. I would still win power, and I would also win
Marion.
The sheriff turns, and Gisborne sees the dagger.
But you chose me.
My lord, I've demonstrated my loyalty, and now I'd like your blessing.
For what?
I will still have Marion. When we return to England, I will take her by force.
Dear boy. I'll sing at your wedding.
Robin Hood and his gang are led across the desert by Bassam until they reach the edge of a sand dune and look down onto a shallow valley.
There, your king's camp.
Hundreds of tents are set out below them.
Shukran, Bassam.
Robin and Bassam shake hands, then Bassam turns to Jack.
Does he understand flight, the pale one?
Ooh. Yes, I think he does.
You have my blessing.
They embrace while the others set off. In the camp.
My name is Robin of Bloxley, and these are my friends.
King's loyal subjects.
More than that, my master and I served in his private guard.
We have urgent business with the king.
saving his life, actually. John, look. The king's tent! Ut prosim! Our motto, Latin.
What does it mean?
That was us. Good days. Well, good. Death, destruction, all that, but, you know. Ut prosim, lads.
Robin!
Carter!
I thought you'd given up fighting.
I'm still fighting, but for peace.
Looks like we're finally making progress.
Robin of Locksley.
Your Majesty.
Ah, I should bow before you, friend. Come.
The three of them go into the king's tent.
Robin.
Your Majesty, I bring grave news. You received my messages, I trust.
I did.
Then you'll know the Sheriff of Nottingham and the Black Knights are plotting against you. They are planning to take over England.
That's what you said, and I believed you.
But now the Sheriff is coming here to find you and kill you.
Really?
You have to let me protect you.
I must allow you to protect me.
Yes.
He looks out and sees Jack and Will walking through the compound, Will with an axe in his hand.
Oh, Robin. Of all people, you.
Your Majesty.
Of all the men who have served me, you were the one I loved most.
And I have cherished that.
When I sent you home to England, I thought I was sending a piece of me. I thought you would represent me there.
In a small way, I think I have.
Robin, stop it! I know the truth!
What truth? Your Majesty, you are in danger!
Why? Have I not done right by you?
Yes, you have! And I've come here to save you!
Still you deny it. You have come here to murder your king!
Your Majesty, no. I can vouch for Robin. When I was in England...
You are a renowned marksman with the bow, are you not?
I am.
Then you could have killed my enemies a thousand times over. You expect me to believe you would travel to the Holy Land to protect me instead of simply aiming an arrow in Nottingham?
Your Majesty, we couldn't just shoot the sheriff. We can explain.
Assemble the men. Execute them.
The sheriff meets with the prince's envoy.
Happiness?
Happiness.
He'll attend the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And, watch out, the roadabout. Oh, come to daddy, eh? So, Karim, dear boy, you know what to do.
What if King Richard knows what Prince Salahuddin looks like?
Well, no matter. You're not stopping for a chat, are you? Huh?
The envoy and Karim head out.
Gisborne, something I need to do. Go with.
He goes, and the sheriff turns towards the house with a sly look. At the camp.
Mercy, Your Majesty! Ut prosim!
Your Majesty, these people are innocent. If you must take a life, take mine. Spare them.
At last. That's the Robin I remember, considering others.
He is still the Robin you remember.
He saved your life! Don't you remember that?
The king walks up to Robin.
I cannot grant your wish. You must all be punished. But you once saved my life, and know I've not forgotten that. So I'll not take yours. I'll let the desert decide!
The desert? What does that mean? Decide what?
This is the same as execution.
Yes. But if God wills it, there is always a chance. I'll not remember you this way, Robin. I'll remember you as the hero who once saved my life.
And I'll remember you as the king who spent too long at war. It's clouded your judgment. You've forgotten your people back home.
You're right. It is time to stop this fighting. I'm meeting Saladin today. I will make peace with him. And then I will go home to England.
Good. At least my friends and I will have achieved something.
Goodbye.
The king leaves Robin and his men tied to stakes in the desert. Marion's cell.
Good chicken. I owe you a debt of gratitude, young lady. Thanks to you, I know the guy's loyal. Because if you can't turn him with your pretty little head, then nobody can.
Your heart must be the coldest place on earth.
You're a little disappointed that he told me about your offer.
I'm surprised it took you so long, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I was really getting rather bored.
And now I've served my purpose.
You tried to kill me! Do you think I'm gonna let that pass? Robin Hood did not die in Nottingham. Did you know this, huh?
Well then, just as a treat, you can die together. This is good.
Out in the desert, everyone's lined up with their arms raised to the stakes that bind them. They stand beneath a bright, searing sun, each facing their own death.
How long?
In this heat, without water.
I'm sorry, my love. Should have made you stay with Bassa.
I would never leave you, Will Scarlet.
If we can just get through to nightfall, then, you know.
Then what?
Then it'll be cooler.
Cooler? Be freezing.
I know. But it won't be hot. Heat.
Much. We do not have till nightfall.
As the day passes, each of their heads bows towards the ground in exhaustion. Much closes his eyes, then looks up as if bewildered, up towards the empty sky and burning sun. Little John and Alan are fading, the ropes around the wrists the only things holding them upright. Jack's eyes close and her head drops forward.
You know I love you all. John, Jack, Will. Even you, Alan.
And Robin. Master.
Specks appear on the horizon.
When I was serving the king, I was serving you.
They get bigger.
When I think of England, I think of you.
Marion.
Through the haze, a woman rides towards them.
Marion.
I can really see something coming.
He's right.
Help! 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 You've seen us.
God is smiling on us.
Or Allah, whichever God it is, I love him.
It's the sheriff.
There is no God.
Marion, the sheriff, and a third man approach them on horseback. The third person is not Gisborne, but one of the king's soldiers in uniform. The two men dismount.
See, that's the trouble with foreign travel. Hmm? You run into all the same people. You see at home. You left a friend. I understand you've met my colleague, James.
We meet again.
You let the Black Knight spy you.
Pennies from the poor, put to good use. James.
You're revolting.
Ah, a revolt is when the people rise up against their leader. Now, I'm not revolting. I am cooing. Plotting a sudden and decisive change of leader.
What about murder?
Ah, well, you see, if the king will wander out into the desert, alone, unarmed, ready to meet his enemy, then...
The king wants peace. You're killing a man who's trying to make peace.
Yes, life's usually so much fairer.
Just let Marion go. She's got nothing to do with
this. She has everything to do with this, hmm? All along, we thought we had a spy in your camp. But you had one in ours.
You see, there'll always be people who work for me. Because I fight for justice.
Oh, bloody, bloody, blah. But this one is a special one. Hmm? Huh? You were still hoping, weren't you, eh? But after all this, you'd end up as man and wife back home in sunny Sherwood. Oh. So, now you have your bride.
I'd love to stay, but I don't tan well.
Do excuse us, we have a king to kill. Come along, James.
Marion's been tied up behind Robin, her back to him.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too.
We fought and we lost.
But at least we will have died trying.
I want to die in England. Sherwood.
Come on, John. Today's a good day to die. You're always saying it.
Today is not a good day to die!
I want to die in the arms of my wife. And with my son, John, by my side.
Hey, John, you're dying for England. Even if you're not there.
I'm not being funny. It's the King of England who put us here in the first place.
The Sheriff spun him a story! The moment we arrived here, we were marked men. It's not the King's fault.
Say the words then, handsome.
What words?
I, Robin, take you, Marion.
Now?
Now is a good time, I think. We are in the company of the best witnesses England has to offer.
I, Robin, take you, Marion, to be my lawful wedded wife, to have and to hold, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer.
In sickness?
In sickness or in health. To love and to cherish. Till death do us part.
I, Marion, take you, Robin of Locksley, master of the bow, champion of the poor, and lord of my heart, to be my lawful wedded husband. I promise to love and to cherish you, for better or for worse, from this day forward, as long as we both shall live. Much. Don't cry.
He's not crying. He's laughing on the wrong side of his face.
Carter! That's what you left us.
Sorry. Out here you can lose your head.
I thought I didn't like you.
I know.
Well, I do now.
I'll never find you.
We have horses. We have weapons.
And we have a king to rescue.
Come on. We are Robin Hood.
What?
We'll explain later.
No. Everybody see it. We are Robin Hood. See it!
We are Robin Hood!
The king's riding alone when they all run into his path.
The desert decided.
The rich.
Where have you been? You didn't miss the show.
Oh, Deli Belly.
Where's Marion?
She's tied up. This is good. Very good.
A rider gallops across open ground towards a hooded figure wearing the king's robe. The rider stops and climbs down from his horse. Robin is dressed as the king, and he watches closely as Karim advances towards him.
I am not really Salah ad-Din.
I am not really King Richard.
It's all been out. You should be dead.
Many times over, my friend. Many times.
They start to fight.
Now, do you believe us?
I betrayed your loyalty. How can I repay you?
Actually, I know this is not the time, Your Majesty, but there is a place in Nottingham called Bonchurch.
I've had much.
Sorry, forget about it.
Karim's a strong fighter and is getting the better of Robin.
He needs us.
Robin, on the floor and about to be killed, looks up and sees the others riding towards him.
Marion!
The sheriff and his posse of assassins go to their horses and flee.
Robin, forgive me.
I already have.
Let's finish this now! After that!
They all chase after the sheriff and his men. The two groups gallop across the desert towards an old abandoned town. The sheriff and his men enter its walls and stop.
It's not too late, we can still get the king! You two, over there! Gisborne, with me!
The envoy and Karin dismount and take cover while the sheriff and Gisborne ride off. Robin's group enters and the envoy shoots at Much with a crossbow. His horse falls, but Much isn't hit.
This is a trap. You all right?
Where's the king? Going after the sheriff.
We need to get him out of here now!
Robin and Much run off through the deserted streets. The sheriff and Gisborne are hiding behind a wall.
Keep them pinned down. I'll go around the back.
Gisborne fires at Carter.
Quickly, you must get out of here. Leave them to me.
Carter runs with his sword while the king rides off. The others run into a clearing.
It's not right. Split up!
Robin's in the street, but looks up at the buildings, then scales a wall and gets onto the rooftops. He covers the king as he rides around the corner. And doesn't notice Karim sneaking up behind him, but the king hurls his sword upwards and it hits Karim in the chest. Then he rides off. The envoy takes aim at Robin, who jumps, then kills him with an arrow. The king rides off, but the sheriff's behind him.
Long live the king!
No.
He shoots him in the back. Marion and Gisborne both run towards the scream. The sheriff takes cover as Carter runs round a corner, then steps.
Bye bye, Blondie.
James is throttling Robin.
We meet again.
But Much kills him. The king falls off his horse in the square as Gisborne arrives, then Marion. Gisborne draws his sword, but Marion runs to stand between him and the king.
Stop! It's over, Guy.
Get out of the way.
All this time I've been fighting for England. You think I'm going to let you kill England?
Marion, get out of the way!
You'll have to kill me first.
No. We're going to get out of this. I'm going to do this thing, and then I will have power beyond measure. And we will be together.
I would rather die than be with you, Guy of Gisborne. I'm going to marry Robin Hood. I love Robin Hood. I love Robin Hood.
He thrusts his sword into her. Guy holds Marion, but she drops to the ground as Robin runs round the corner.
Marion!
He runs towards her and drops to his knees by her side, the sword sticking upright out of her stomach.
No!
Much and the others run into the square as Gisborne backs off, shocked at what he's done. The sheriff and Gisborne ride off on one horse, while Jack and Will see to the king. Then Jack goes over to Marion.
The king! Where's the king?
He's all right. Marion! He's all right. You saved him.
How's it looking down there? Am I beyond even Jack's amazing talent?
It's all right, we'll think of something.
Well, can we at least get this out of me? It hurts.
Marion. Marion, we can't take it out just yet.
Why? Why? When I die, when it comes out. We haven't got much time, my darling.
We have forever, my love.
I hope we have forever in heaven, because we didn't have enough time on earth. Not nearly enough time.
We were busy.
We were fighters, and I'm proud. You keep fighting for me, Robin.
I can't fight without you.
I'd love to argue with you, but we haven't got the time. You promise me you keep fighting.
I will.
Marion closes her eyes.
Now, where were we?
What?
The last time we were dying, we were getting married. Can we carry on, please?
I can't remember.
Well, that's the last time I marry you, if you can't even remember.
Robin?
The king gives Robin his red ruby ring.
I, Robin, take you, Marion, to be my wedded wife. To have and to hold from this day forward. For better or for worse. For richer or for poorer. In sickness or in health. To love and to cherish. Till death do us part.
I, Marion, take you, Robin. Beautiful, beautiful Lord of Loxley, to be my wedded husband. Promise to love you and to cherish you on earth and especially in heaven. For now and forever, till death do us part. Kiss me. No. Give me the ring first. Make an honest woman of me, Robin. You may kiss the bride.
Then leans forward and kisses her.
I love you, my husband.
I love you, my wife.
Marion takes hold of the sword and pulls it from her body. She dies.
Marion. Marion.
Robin rests his head on her cheek while the others stand around them, watching. Next, Robin's walking over a sand dune in the desert, carrying Marion in his arms. He thinks back to the times he spent with her before, when she threw her arms around him and kissed him in the forest, when he lifted her in his arms outside the castle. He walks on with her and remembers her running towards him back in Nottingham, surprising her in a village and seeing the smile light up on her face, practicing with a bow and arrow. Then everyone's standing around a freshly dug grave in the desert beside Carter's, which has already been filled in. Alan, Much, Little John, Jack, Will, and King Richard watch silently and solemnly as Robin lays Marion on the ground next to the grave. Robin kneels down beside her, then leans forward and kisses her one last time. Back at Bassam's house.
You did good.
Robin.
He walks over towards Will and Jack.
Will and I are...
You're staying.
Masalama, Robin. Barakallahu fiq.
She embraces him affectionately.
Come here. Look after her.
Thank you.
They hug as well. Will and Jack stand together as the others leave.
Robin.
Will holds up his leather tag and Robin nods knowingly. The king and some of his soldiers escort Robin, Much, Little John and Alan into the desert. Then the king stops and they turn to face him.
You've saved my life. Now go home and grieve your loss.
No, Your Majesty. For every man there is a purpose which he sets up in his life. Let yours be the doing of all good deeds.
The Quran.
Then do those deeds in my name. You are my representatives in England. You are King Richard.
And you?
Us? We are Robin Hood.
Yes.
We are Robin Hood!
Come on, lads. Let's go home.
With one last look at the king, the four of them turn and walk towards the golden sun sitting low on the horizon.
Robin Hood will return to BBC One. And watch an exclusive video interview with Jonas Armstrong, who plays Robin, at bbc.co.uk/Robin Hood. Courage and knowledge mean big money next tonight, plus maybe a late Christmas present if your numbers are up. It's the National Lottery. Who dares wins?